Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Patrick's Day today, right? St. Patrick's Day today.
Yeah, Rick Tittle invited me to a parade or a function right after work.
I'm not going
to be able
party.
To make it. Block party, yeah. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, today, I love the Irish, but boy, what a great day to fast. Great day to fast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Boiled cabbage.
Yep.
I'll pass.
Oh man, I put some hot sauce
Irish
on that.
Stew.
Yeah,
that's a no. Shepherd's pie.
What's in that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
Cole Cannon. Oof. Soda bread.
Soda. That sounds like diabetes. Soda bread.
Yeah, all of these things sound like they're poisonous.
Well, my type of stuff.
It's tough to get it down the gullet, as they say.
Guinness.
Well, you know what they call Guinness in Ireland?
Dinner.
Bread. They call it bread. And surprisingly,
Guinness.
A lot of people don't know this. Guinness is low alcohol, low calories. People think Guinness has a lot of alcohol.
But then that's not really beer. You're not drinking alcohol.
There it is. There it is. Freaking Guinness basically invented beer, like, 500 years ago, but they ain't the real thing now.
No, I'm not saying.
Okay. No, you're right. It
it's
was,
like diet
no,
pizza.
Sierra Nevada.
Yeah,
Sierra Nevada is the first beer ever brewed. Right here in San Francisco.
Budweiser.
I don't have a problem with Budweiser.
Spud.
Let's go to Manny in Union City.
The Union showing out.
Wants to talk about the greatness of Steve Kerr. Hey, Manny.
Hey, guys. I'm going to preface this by tapping into another sports figure from the Bay Area. The great Joe Montana was on an interview some time ago, and they were talking to him about some of his most favorite plays. He said, this is one that I love the most with John Taylor. You know, we were pinned deep in our own end zone. It was against the Rams. I threw a 6-yard hitch to JT, and JT takes it to the house, 92-yard touchdown. What I loved about that was he got credited for that 92 yards, not JT. So in people's eyes, Joe was the man because of passes like that. Steve Kerr. You know what, guys? The last caller that came in, I was having lunch, and I almost lost it. I literally almost lost it. How much man love can a grown man have for another grown man was ridiculous. All right? Steve Kerr was a gimmick player in the NBA.
A gimmick?
And he comes on to the coaching scene. Let me finish, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
He comes on to the coaching scene. If I had Steph, Clay, Draymond, Festus, Iggy, Andre, and, you know, throw in KD, You know what? I could win two championships, Goo. Hands down.
Well, he won four.
But Mark Jackson, who I love, man, he didn't get it done. They got ousted in seven. Well,
did he have KD? Right? Let's put it this way. If KD, and this is hurting me the most, because I always said the Warriors didn't need KD. KD needed the Warriors.
Yeah, you're right.
If Kerr did not have extra, do you think he would have won those two games against Cleveland? Because he certainly didn't do so when LeBron blocked that shot.
But Manny, they won the first one. Manny, 14-15 without KD. Come on, now it feels like you're forgetting that.
So we're going to go back to what I just said, because he had that core group. Now, when that core group of youngsters got found out, he had to add on to it, because as a coach, he couldn't overcome that loss. He needed help to be able to.
Manny, I love you to death. They were up 3-1 on Cleveland. That counts as my book. Counts in my books, Donnie.
Counts for what?
I made it up.
Yeah, that's just counts for what? What is being up 3-1 count for? Just finish your thought.
If Ballgate didn't happen, they win it all. That's all I'm saying.
And then what happens? Durant still comes?
No, man, yeah. He doesn't. Like I told you, I wanted to see them bounce back.
How many coaches win it in 2022? That's my question. Wow.
Damn.
It's easy to say any coach could have won the two with Durant, but what about
that.
The one on the front end and what about the one on the back end?
Because that, where are you saying that's the most impressive one for Kerr? I think the first one, like, go ahead, Stein.
Well, it wasn't any of the ones with Durant.
Well, and I mean, but obviously, the first one was also out of nowhere to me.
Steiny, I've never heard you say it, but do you think Steph Curry is the greatest point guard ever? Ooh. I'd have to say no.
Magic.
Yeah. But this is what Draymond Green was talking about. The reason I wouldn't say he's the greatest point guard ever is because I don't really think he's just a point guard. I think he's a guard. I don't think he's a point guard. I don't think he's a shooting guard.
Mm.
So I think he's just a guard that can do everything. And thank God Draymond Green said this, because I completely agree with him. And maybe we can get that sound at some point. But he talks about the fact that it's hard to put Steph in either category, shooting guard or point guard. He says that's a compliment. And I kind of agree. Steph Curry came into the league and he was a tweener.
You remember?
And those had, negative, that word had a bad, it wasn't a compliment.
Well,
and he turned the league into a league of positionless basketball, along with the Warriors, at least on defense. And as far as I'm concerned, he's maybe the most dangerous player in the history of the game without the basketball in his hand. And that's pretty important. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Scott in Alameda. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
What's up, Stoddy and Goo? Good to hear you guys.
Back at you.
Hey, I don't know what the heck that last caller was talking about.
Well, he's from our
hometown. How are we disrespecting Steve Kerr like that? Come on, he's a legend. Absolute Bay Area legend, NBA legend.
No doubt.
But I called to talk about more about how it's an issue for the Warriors. Give us the Rockets. Give us the Nuggets. Give us the Thunder. I'll take whoever. I don't think anyone's giving us a problem when we got Draymond, Steph, this energized, this hyped up. Now we got Jimmy playing like this. Nobody's stopping at us this year. We're getting another one. Number five, baby. Let's go.
Wow.
All right.
Yes, Donnie, if we have some fun, you know, Houston is, Donnie, it's incredible. 40-25. They got Shingun, but they don't have a Jaren Jackson Jr. They don't have a Karl Anthony Towns or a Jokic or a Aaron Gordon. So just from that vantage point, or a LeBron James and Luka, I'm looking at them like, if you asked me and you didn't, but Stoney, that would be the one I'd like to start with if I could.
I don't want Oklahoma. If I'm the Warriors, I mean, to me it's obvious. If your choices, and now they're up to six, and the thing about it is, if the Warriors do happen to get up to five,
mm-hmm.
that means everything's open to them in terms of who they could possibly play, but for Oklahoma City. But
and it could fluctuate every day.
Five or six could be anybody. Could be the Rockets, could be the Nuggets, could be the Grizzlies, could be the Lakers. And listen, if you're going to rank them in terms of the biggest problem to the least big problem, yes, I think that the team they would like more than anybody else are the Houston Rockets.
I'm totally with you.
If anybody out there disagrees, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Brian in Hayward. What's going on, Brian? How you doing?
Good, guys. Thanks for taking my call. To touch on what you guys just said about seeding and matchups, Houston sounds like a good, get our feet wet in the playoffs. But as far as like matchups go, about a few weeks ago or a month ago, I would have said there are certain teams that I don't want to see, but boy, bring on anybody. Let's show the world what's up. We got Jimmy now. We're playing way better. Kuminga's back. I don't care who we play. I would rather knock out the hardest opponents or the highest ranked opponents so that nobody can say anything to us afterwards. Because you know, if they come back, they take this year, everybody's going to start hating again. All these LeBron lovers are going to start talking, running their mouths again. Everybody's going to say, oh, the Warriors couldn't do it without another star. But I don't care. I don't care. Five rings is going to be five rings. And anybody can say whatever they want. I want the hardest opponents. I want LeBron. I want OKC. I want the Nuggets. Okay, I don't know how that's going to work out, but that's what I want. I want those three teams so that we could check, check, check. And then I don't care who we play in the final. Bring on Boston again, because that would be the most fitting, right? They're hungry enough because they lost a couple years ago. They just took it last year. They're ready for us again. Yeah, let's crush them too on the way. This will be the most epic title we've had in the five rings. Steph will solidify it. You can keep talking about LeBron's better than Steph, but you're just going to sound silly after this year, fellas.
Say it with your chest.
I said it all with my chest, dude. I love it.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call.
And I'll just say, it's a team sports, Donnie, and I keep saying this. I can't get a nickel for it. Steph Curry beat LeBron James three times on the grandest of stages.
The Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers on the grandest of stages.
But the two best players on each team were Bron, and Steph. That's all.
Right, but did the Cleveland Cavaliers ever have the better team?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No. I could make the argument the first time they played.
So,
Love and Kyrie got hurt. I know.
But that's if I really wanted to, I could say Steph lost one he shouldn't have.
You're right.
Yeah.
I can make it say Steph lost two he shouldn't have.
Well, the second one they got hurt, so that's just the way that one went. But
my man said he don't want the path of least resistance. Bring him on.
I actually think hold on one sec. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I actually disagree with what the caller said. The days of nitpicking are over. If the Golden State, I don't care if the Warriors get Houston, then get the Clippers,
right,
then get Minnesota, and then get the Knicks. If they win the title, they win the title.
There's no
asterisk. There's no, they got lucky. I mean, those days are over. This team's got three guys over 35 years old and another five guys without a lot of playoff experience. So,
That's out of their control. That's why I love what you said, right? You play who's in front of you.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is a great point from the 925. And I think we have a tendency to forget this, but it's absolutely positively true. Michael Jordan begged and cried for help also. Remember when it was Michael Jordan and his supporting cast? I need more help. Well, he got it. Scottie Pippen and Rodman.
Granville Waiters.
Right. And
Orlando Woolridge, who I loved.
Yeah, that's who Steph had.
Brad Sellers.
Right. Right. Just say both Steph and Jordan needed help. Right? Just say that.
I won't say it.
Why not?
I don't like how you talked about Mike.
Well,
so much disdain.
Michael never won
voice.
Anything without Scotty.
Mike didn't need me to defend him.
No, I'm just spewing facts. And the fact is that Michael did nothing until he got help. Celtics swept him. I mean, just absolutely swept him with Jordan. Like Jordan never got over on Bird, ever.
Bird called him Jesus. In tennis shoes.
Yeah. And that's why
I think I'd want that more than a ring. Like Larry Legend said that about you.
And that's why Bird's the classiest guy. It's easy to say. Good. You know what? Hey, Michael, you're the greatest. You just lost 3-0.
We swept your ass. Bird's mullet when Bird tried to, Mike went through the legs two times when he went for 63, and Bird's mullet was shaking, and he was trying to guard him, Evan. And Mike, and then hit him with the, Come on, Steiny.
That series was swept by the Celtics.
Said he called him God.
Dude, in tennis shoes.
And there it is.
That's a hell of a compliment.
Cindy Lauper, true colors. You'd rather have 63 and a loss? I get it.
Steiny, I'm not.
It's fine.
I'd rather be God.
415, tell it to Guru. I get it. It's sports talk radio, but please stop talking about the finals. And counting another championship. Qualify for the playoffs first, please.
Now, hold on.
We don't
My
do that.
Name is not
we
on that.
We don't do that.
You see, now you're. I don't like when you
but
do
But that's
this.
What you're doing. Yeah.
That was not addressed to me.
No, it wasn't.
And I feel better now. You said it as if it were addressed
to me.
You
said they're going to the Western Conference Finals.
That's called a prediction, Jack.
Right. And he's saying, stop talking about the finals until they make the playoffs first.
It's not.
It's to you.
How far you got him going?
Don't you see the G in it? It says G.
Stop. You are a professional troller. You're good at it.
Please.
Dallas is
By the way, Carl Anthony Towns. Bad look for Draymond. The whole thing's been a bad look for Draymond.
Do you think he knows that and he's just not saying it, Stoney?
This is the closest thing Draymond will ever come to an apology.
Your coach, Steve Kerr, now the all-time winningest coach in Warriors franchise history. What's it mean just to be a part of that for him?
Anyway, he said that Karl Anthony Towns played well.
I have the sound.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
Evan did a rescue.
It's fourth down.
Oh.
My bad. The painstakingly coming together? Why don't you do it? Evan, why don't you just tell me what movie you want to see?
It's good to see Cash show up and play like that.
Oh.
Play hard, play well, physical. Probably most physical I've ever seen him. Had a little extra motivation, so that made the game really fun. That was great.
Daddy, that's why I love him. Dude, he was kicking everybody's ass, and you're saying it was a welcome sight. Come on, Dre. Come on, man. That's all. That's why we love him. He will not give in. Cat missed two wide open. Good look threes, though, Stoney.
Yeah, he did.
Man.
No, good point, 510. Steph never won without Draymond.
Okay, what are we saying here? There's no guru without Stoney. There's no Evan without Goo. Well,
Evan's going to be fine without us. Evan's going to thrive once he gets...
I already said it.
Once
the Valkyries. Dude, I'm telling you, Snotty, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole of who needs, who cares?
Yeah.
If they did win it this year, though, you could say they didn't need Clay.
That's true.
Could I ask you guys this, and I'm not being mean, what warped individual would even think of that? Like, why can't we just celebrate they won? Why do we got to, was that criticism, I'll ask Evan, towards Clay? I don't believe it was. Or is that just a natural stat, like a factoid, they got it done without Clay?
No, I mean, well, they got a long ways to go to win a championship.
Right, but I get it.
I don't think people would hold it against Clay Thompson.
That's, I guess, not.
I think people want him to succeed, and actually a lot of people I've talked to kind of feel bad for him.
So do I.
It's no different than we talk about Brock Purdy. He's got a great cast around him.
Simmer.
Well,
he just got one of those guys back, by the way.
What a joke.
Dude, what? And Mason is gone.
By the way,
I hope McCaffrey's healthy, Steiny.
650 says there is a Steiny without Guru.
What you mean?
On Thursdays.
That's a 4.
That is pretty good.
It might be a 5, but if we really took that to the lab and broke that theory down, your boy's here.
Now, the 510's saying he kind of went down the list. Steph never won without Draymond. Pippen never won without Jordan. Larry never won without McHale. But you know what, 510? And this is how you parse greatness. Championship year, Bird's first title, McHale was coming off the bench. He came off the bench more than half the season. So
didn't win finals MVP.
No, he didn't.
Was that cornbread?
Yeah.
That boy.
But he got, Bird's got 2 finals MVPs. Yeah. And back to back to back.
How many MVPs? 3?
3 in a row.
Damn.
I told you that stat.
He just wanted to 8
straight years.
Evan, this guy.
8 straight years, Bird was either first, second, or third in MVP voting. And what? And only he was third once. So in other words, he was first or second 7 out of 8 years.
He's a bad
dude. And the year he didn't get first or second, he was third.
Well, so Michael has that thing. He could have won MVP every year.
Why? You can't win MVP if you're on a 500 team.
No, Stoney, man.
You can't.
So you do care about individual accolades.
There we go.
Only when it's Bird, though.
I was waiting for him in the bushes.
Once 30 years passes, we can talk about individual accomplishments for sure. Not now.
You know what's scary? Oh, God, we're up against it.
No. It's 12:08.
Yeah.
We got 4 minutes.
Glasses. Listen, you know what scares me just about, Evan won't feel this, but about life and how fast it's moving?
Mm.
When we played that sound of Stackhouse and the dunk, and Dickie V said, Stackhouse, baby! And Jerry Stackhouse said, that was 30 years ago. Stoney, I got in my car like, this thing is moving fast, man.
What do you mean by this thing?
Life.
Mm.
Up in here, or let's make love to the mic. Let's not fight it like we used to. Tomorrow's not promised. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, I get deep on you. I'm just telling you, Stoney. You and I have a relationship outside of here, which I think helps us on here. I'm cherishing that more than I think you think.
My mom and dad taught me to be literal. Tomorrow is promised. It's just that you might not be in it.
So there's
But there will be a tomorrow.
Right. But not for the person that doesn't make it.
Okay.
And but
tomorrow is promised. I mean, the world ain't blowing up.
Yeah.
At least as far as I know.
Well, the Teslas are. See, I like to get political with you.
You got
to
let that one go.
Save it for dibs.
No, okay.
Save that for dibs.
I forgot. That was a great rant.
I don't do that.
Dibbers.
Oh, boy.
And the planes.
Dude, he's headed to Vegas this week, March Madness.
Dibs isn't here?
Yeah. I think later on in the week, he'll be here today. But how many brackets have you filled out? 3
None.
For me.
And 0.
You're smiling.
Yeah. I'm not filling one out. And you're filling them out because what? You know so much about college basketball?
Well, there's money, and
here
then
we
one
go.
For KPIX.
Yeah, that's the one I don't want to do.
It's your job.
That's why I don't want to do it.
But you will.
See, I like to do things that are optional.
I don't, in this one.
I don't like to do things that I'm told to do.
You don't even know how to fill out an expense report, and then you're rude to the guy that you told Lucas, you better help me.
Like, he better.
Or what?
Or
why don't you? You're too smart not to know how to do it.
Those Concur things are hard.
Evan, how rude was he to Lucas? Lucas comes in, good morning, everybody. Hey, you're helping me or else.
I said, you're going to help me with my expense report today, buddy. And of course, he looks at me with that blank stare because you know he doesn't know how to do it either. Seriously.
I just can't wait to tell Senna to do something in a minute, Evan, and he's going to have to do it.
He was that dude.
I'll tell you what I'll do right
man.
Now. You know where we're coming to you live from? The Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And, you know, sometimes I almost feel like I just to bother people out there, I'll say, the Laughing Monk, rightfully brewed in SF. Frisco. Yeah.
I don't think people get mad at Frisco.
What do they hate? San Fran. San Fran.
You know what? Being the East Bay kid, we always call, let's go to the city, Frisco. Yeah.
All it would take is one guy like me, and I could bring San Fran back in about a week and a half.
Go to break.
Yeah, really. I'd love to hear this. You wouldn't even know where to start.
I'm starting right now. You're listening to the 95.7 The Game. Downtown San Fran. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a shout-out to my dad. He used to always call it San Fran. R.I.P. Bobby. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. By the way, I see Antonio, John, Jim. We'll get you all on the other side. Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.